בחרקור החדש, it's because let's say the main basis for the Klal Yisrael, Kabbalat HaTeiris, HaTeiris HaDibris. When you speak about HaTeiris HaDibris, it becomes an extra mitzvah besides the mitzvah of the Limud HaTeiris, the special mitzvah of the Teiris, which says that we should, one of the Shesh Sechidis, that's the first to remember, the whole time, one of the six mitzvahs, the Teiris says Zuchai, like the Teiris says Zuchai, Zash Uzrachu Amulei, want to remember that you see it in the crime. The Torah says also to remember the day of Matan Torah, the person should always chazer, review and see the medrushim and the how the Torah describes the giving of the Torah. So I want to start with more on a halacha aspect of the last of the Torah's dividends. And the Torah tells us in Sachmoid Baisei Echo, person should not want, should not start thinking, if only I could have this house that my chava has, the sachma de aishis ve'echu, the wife, the abadoi, the amutza, and the Torah carries on till it finishes the last three words of the Aseret HaDibros, v'choyel ha'shel l'da'achu. Anything that your chava has, should be careful not to be over the sachma. So, first of all, to be able to delve into the issa of the sachma, it's very difficult to give a hagedudah, because the sachma is talking about feelings of a person. It's very difficult to describe and the person should know exactly what is he thinking, never mind what he's feeling. In the passage of Chanan, the Torah says the same issue as Sachmoid, but the Torah uses a different word there. It says Leitis Ave. Leitis Ave. Leitis Ave comes from the word Lushan Tava, from wanting. What's the difference here? It says is Sachmoid, and there it says Leitis Ave. So the Rambam explains, and there are many shittas in the Rishonim, so I'm just going to say what the shitta of the Rambam is, and how the Mechaber Paskin, the Choshim Ishva, Simen Shin Yin Ten. He says the Sachmoid Beis Re'echu is not like a person usually learns. The Sachmoid means one shouldn't have the feeling that he would want to have what his friend has, his house, or his whatever it should be. He says that you're only over the Sachmoid if you start thinking, I really would want to have this thing, and it gets stronger and stronger in his mind and in his feelings, and he goes to his friend and he starts putting pressure on him, you know, maybe you should sell this to me, maybe you should give this to me for a present, and even if he gives money to the owner of the object and he bought it, and then this again goes to the machlokes to show him if the chavra gave it from in the end was maskim, said okay, you give me a fair deal, I'll sell it to you, if he's also over in this case or not. That's also in the Rambam, and the Rambam speaks about it. But let's go in a case where he almost forced his chava to sell it to him. Then the Rambam says, you're over le'sachmoid, since it came to a master. Le'sachmoid, you're only over if it came into a master where he forced his chava to sell it to him. Le'sis Abba, the Rambam says, is something else. This Abba is talking about the beginning, the feeling where he starts, where he looks and he looks at what his friend has and he starts thinking, oh, if only I could have this, and so forth. But the Rambam says clearly, the Torah answered it, Leitis Ave, not just because of the thought itself, but because through thinking, he will come to pressure his friend to sell it to him. Now, I'm not going into the question, if Leitis Ave is a stage further than Leitis Achmoid, why does it not say Leitis Ave in this week's sermon, we're talking about the Dibris Hashayinus, which the question is on its own, how could it be that in the second Dibris, the Torah should say Leitis Ave, which means before Leitis Achmoid, and here it should say, it just says Leitis Achmoid. That's a question on its own, according to the Rambam. Now, the famous question, which I think the first one to ask the question is Ibn Ezra, here on Leitis Achmoid. He says, how could the Torah ask of a person something that's not the Yudah? How could the Torah ask him to tell a person, you shouldn't want what your chava has? It's not in his hands to force himself not to want what his friend has. And Ibn Ezra goes into a lengthy explanation of how one can attain this madraga. According to the Rambam, the question will not be only sachmoid, because the sachmoid is definitely in a person's hands. The sachmoid is the pshabon, and the Torah says sachmoid, the Torah means control yourself. Not telling you what you should think or what you should want, it's telling you to control yourself. If you want what somebody else has, just keep it in your mind. However, the question will be, on Loses Ave, which is Torah tells in Parshas Reis Chana on Loses Ave, I want Shunda Wam. As I said before, it's very difficult to define exactly when we're talking about if it's according to the Ibn Ezra's Shat and Lisachmoit, or we're talking to the Rambam's Shat and Lisis Aveh, which includes what a person is thinking. So just to go it over again. According to the Rambam, there's two Yisidim. One is his Lisis Aveh, which is talking about the actual feeling, or we're going to it soon, in the Ibn Ezra's Kasha, how could a person control it? And Loisachmoid is the second issue. Loisachmoid is when the feeling has gotten, instead of you taking control of the feeling has taken control of you, and you go and you go to your friend and you pressure him to somehow give you this object. So the question arises in the issue of Loisachmoid. We see the Torah says Loisachmoid bites the echo. You shouldn't want your chavah's house, or the same thing Loisis Aver bites the echo. The Torah says the parashah is chavah. There are a few ways how a person can feel about a certain object, whatever it should be. He could see it, and he could say, he really wants to have this thing. He really wants to have this thing, and he gets more excited about it, and then according to Rambam, he goes and he pressurizes his chavah. There's another way how a person could think, not he sees the thing, and he immediately wants the thing. He says, this house, if only I could have such a house. This car, if only I could have such a car. He's not saying he wants to have this car. He's not trying to take away the car from his friend and saying, if only this car could not belong to my friend, it can belong to me. He's very happy his friend should have a car. He's just saying, if only Hashem could somehow someone could give me a present such a car. Is one over Loisachmoid or Loisachmoid in such a case, or is one not over Loisachmoid? The Surah in the Sefer Eliyahu Tzvi, Shas the Shiva Saifa, from one of the Yeshivas of the Lublin Yeshiva before the war, he brings from a Sefer, Kitzur Dinim Sefer, which was printed in Prague many years earlier, which is a Kitzur Sefer, a person wrote halachas in Yiddish, for the people to read, easy, just daily halachas, you should do this, you should do that, and he gives, while he's speaking, while he's telling you the halachas, he tells you how to get around, don't say get around, how one should try and avoid Issa Lissachmoid. He says, if you see something from your friend which you really want, he says, you should say to yourself, I don't want this object, I would like to have such an object. And then you will not be over Lissachmoid. This is what this Kitzur Dinim Sefer says, a way how not to be over Lissachmoid. So the Hezri says it's a very big chiddush, I've never heard of it before. But as it happens, he says, I saw in a cipher Derech Pekidechu, which is a cipher from the Bnei Yisachar, also supposed to be on Tariq Mitzvahs. It's not, actually, he didn't reach to print on all the Tariq Mitzvahs, so it's only on some of the Mitzvahs. And the Derech Pekidechu brings there in the name of the Alshech HaKudosh in Cipher Mishni, which the Alshech HaKudosh explains the following pusik. And Shlomo HaMelech is telling Mitzvah, teaching about how chemdu and tava can take away a person and blind him to run after it, and even though he loses everything from it. So he says the following in Kapitel Vov Pusik Chof Hay, Al Tachmoid Yovyu Bevovechu. You shouldn't have a tava Yovyu for beauty Bevovechu in your heart. So the Alshech HaKodesh asked, why did he say Al Tachmoid Yovyu? You shouldn't want beauty. Why doesn't he speak about the object? You shouldn't go after the actual tava. Why does he say, Al Chachmoid Yofyu? You shouldn't go after the beauty. You shouldn't say, oh really, I'm really going for the beauty of this object. So the Alshech HaKodesh says quite clearly, that on the Pusik Leisachmoid, I would have a suffix. Since the notion is, Leisachmoid Bait Reachu, Aishiz Reachu, a person could learn the Pusik saying, that the meaning of HaKodesh Baruch Hu was, you shouldn't want the object. You shouldn't say, oh, Nisachmud Aishat Rachu, Nisachmud Bait Rachu. But if you just say, I don't want to take away this object, I just want the beauty of the object. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give me the beauty of this object in some other way. For example, if it's Aishat Rachu, you should find another one which should be the same yoyfi as this one. Or, for example, an example in Bait Rachu. So the Alshech HaKadosh says, the Pusik itself, I wouldn't know what the chant is. The Shleimah Melech comes in Mishli, and he says you should know when the Torah says Lishachmoid, it means al tachme yafyu b'vavechu. Even if in your heart you want yafyu, you only want the beauty of the thing. You're not saying, I want to take away Aisha's ach, I want to take away the wife from my friends, you want to take away the house. Al tachme yafyu, if only what you're wanting is the beauty of the object, it also goes into the isra l'tachme. So the Derech V'Kedechu himself says he's not sure in the kavuna of the Alshech. Is the Alshech HaKadosh saying Shlomo HaMelech is explaining us the meaning of the pusik of Lesachmet? He's telling you don't be misled by the lushen Lesachmet Beit Le'achu and think Beit Le'achu means only if you want the actual house. But if you're saying if HaKadosh Baruch could give me such a house it would be okay, no. Al Tachmet Yofi B'Vavech. And if somebody would have such a kavuna in mind, he'd be over according to Eben Ezra Lesachmet, or he'd be over according to the Rambam Lesis Ava. Or he could say no. Maybe the Alshach HaKodesh just means Loi Sachmoid Beis Le'achu means you shouldn't want Beis Le'achu, literally you shouldn't want the actual house. So Rabbi Elech is just adding on, don't think it's a good thing to say, oh okay, I'm not even over the Sachmoid wanting the house, I'll say I'll find some way of getting about it. No, Al Sachmoid Yachim of the Beichu is also not a good thing. You shouldn't put your mind into wanting things that don't belong to you, even though you're not saying you want to take away the object from your friend. Even though you're just saying, Atach mit Yafi b'vavechu. What's the difference is the Derech V'Kedechu? The difference is if a person will say to himself, I really would want to have such a house, if you'd say the Pusik Mishnah is explaining Le Sachmoy, it'll be only, it's a Deidaita Le Sachmoy. If you say it's not only but the Shlomo HaMelech is saying his own thing, you just be either did the Kabbalah which not be Isidore Daisa. But as I said before, it's very difficult to define because I don't understand really so well what the ASC brings down from this Sefer in Yiddish which had this Isidore, because what does it mean? He's saying you should say to yourself. Saying to, if you're the latest Ave means Isidore wanting. Even if he says to himself in his mind, he repeats himself in his mind, I really wouldn't want this object, I really would want the Kodesh Baruch Hu to give it to me, it still doesn't mean in his heart he doesn't want to have this object. It's very difficult for a person to really know what is his true feeling in his heart. So perhaps this I can explain with what the Derech V'Kedechu himself says, which I mentioned before, the Kash of the Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra says, how could the Torah tell a person what to think in his heart? And actually the Eretz Tzvi brings interesting halucha. The Rimei Gash says, if a person makes a shvia, tomorrow I'll want to eat whatever it should be, I want to eat meat. He says it's a shvia shof, the Rimei Gash. Because there's no such thing as you're going to know what you're going to want tomorrow. And not only do you not know what you're going to want tomorrow, you have no way of forcing yourself what to want tomorrow. So how can you say, I'm going to make a shvia, I'm going to want a certain thing tomorrow? The Rimei Gash goes so far to say he'll be either Shvi'a Shav, if a person makes a Shvi'a, what he's going to want, he's either Shvi'a Shav. So, as I said before, the Eben Ezra goes to length explanation, and the Beit HaLevi has his own way, and I think we could say all the ways are important because not each Eitzah works for everyone all the time, so it's good to know all the Tzitzim. But the Derech V'Kedechu says the Klal, and he says it not only Menegea, this is a Lesha Tzave, but Menegea, come is feeling which the Torah is going into a person's mind and his feelings. He says if a person goes past somebody, whatever it should be, his car, whatever it should be, and he starts, suddenly he feels himself wanting, and he feels himself, you know, why can't I have such a thing? He's not over Lesha Tzave. Because as we said before, which even as it says, so the person's a Torah cannot be mitzvah, something which is not the Yad Chum. He says, the mitzvah of Leisachmoy, or the mitzvah of Leisachmoy, is to take yourself away from it. Don't stand here by the car and start examining it and saying, it's got this mala, it's got that mala, you know, maybe I can somehow wait a few years and see maybe you want to sell it second hand, and such things. You should straight away try and say, no, it's not mine, I shouldn't be putting my mind to this, it's a mistake, and walk on. And for example, do pe'olas, try and take your mind away from it. If you didn't take away your mind, you take your mind away from it, and you carry it on voluntarily, strengthening your feeling which you had in the beginning of wanting this car, whatever it should be, and you keep on building more and more into it, then you're over the isav leisis aver. And he's actually medayik from the lushna pusik. It doesn't say loy te aver, you shouldn't want. It says loy sis aver. And it says the loitis abe means you shouldn't be causing yourself to want it. And I think it's very medik in the Mishnah Rambam. I saw the Rambam says when he speaks about it, he says my husim machshavasayin. The Torah warns us, don't put your mind into something else. Why does the Rambam say my husim from putting machshavasayin? Quite clearly, the Rambam wants to say this cloud. You should, the issue is from putting your mind to it. Or for example, he gets up and he says, let's go see what interesting things you could see around and such types of things. That's called putting your mind into it. And the same is when the guy is anything, really, the Derech Begedehu says this klal a few times in his Sefer, anything which Negeya Le'issa Hidhidim is talking about a certain thing. Something that the person suddenly gets, of course, the person should try and keep herself away. As Shlomo HaMelech says, keep your leg away from your friend's house. In other words, if you know you're the type of person, you start walking around in people's property and you might come to Lissachmah, then the Mitzvah Lissachmah tells you, take yourself away from it. Do for all is not to come to it. Don't go to places where you know you're going to bring yourself into a Mikshal of Lissachmah. Now we're going to another aspect of the actual giving of the Torah. The Torah says, describes V'har Sinai Ushan Kilev. Har Sinai was full of smoke. Mepnei Ashayudav Ulev Hashem Ba'esh. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down in it with a fire. V'yal Ashonai. And the smoke arise Ke'eshen HaKirshon. Like the fire, like the smoke comes out of a furnace. V'yakat Kalu Ha'amoy. It's very difficult to understand. Why does the Torah need to tell us? First of all, the Mushul Ke'eshen HaKirshon. Obviously, if it had smoke, and Rashi himself asked, was it then just smoke, Eshna, Kirshan? It was, the Torah tells you in Pashas, Vatchanan, Vuhab, Bayabu Aish, Adlava Shemayim, there was a fire. It was a tremendous, tremendous fire. And the Torah just tells you, Ke'eshna, Kirshan, like a furnace. So Rashi answers the Torah trying to tell you a mushul, which a person can understand. Although, say a different shot, which is based on what a Rishon, the Ravid, one of the Rishonim, says on this pusik, Ushan Kilev. He says that the world can be divided into three major koichos. The place, the world, the people, and the time. And it's a very, very deep discussion, and I don't know the whole deepness of the Indian, but I'll just say what I saw in the Sfudim, and try to explain it in an easy way. Besides being the world divided into these three things, it's also three major influences. For example, we'll start in just giving a very, very small example from this place. For example, we're all here at this time, Erev Shabbos, in this place, and we are all the people who are here. So, first of all, there's the influence of the place. We are being influenced by the place, and we're influencing the place. What do I mean by that? I mean to say, we are influenced by the place where the Mukim Kudish, where the Bes Medrash, which has a Kedisha, which helps the flow of the Torah. A place has its own Koichas. Every place has its own Koichas. The famous word, I think, many Tzadikim say, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, if you see two people sitting and not learning, Harei Zeh Moshe Leitzim. So the Pusik Shat means, if they're not learning together, well obviously it's a Moshe Leitzim. So, Tzadikim say a different pshat. If two people are sitting together, they're trying to learn. It's not going, this one's getting distracted and so forth. And they can't find a reason, they're both fully rested, they're both fully really want to learn, and the sugi is an interesting sugi, so why isn't it going? He says there can only be one reason. It must be on this place, once upon a time, they have two people, and they're cracking jokes together, and this left the influence on the place that anyone sitting there afterwards is not being able to learn. So a person is influenced by a place. Not only is the person influenced by a place, as I said before, there's emotional lesson, he influences the place. Then there is the in of Zman, time. We are influenced by the time. For example, Yom Kippur is the greatest Kedisha. Any Yid feels when it comes to Yom Kippur, he feels a certain, everyone goes to Shiel. It's not just because he knows it's Yom Kippur, it's because there is a certain koyach which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave at the time of Yom Kippur through the Torah, that the time is Meshibah to the Torah, that Yom Kippur actually has a Kedisha in it, and it influences the people to Tshiva, And as we know, there are many people who are unfortunately are called Yom Kippur even, because they come with the Shil Yom Kippur. Where the time is also influenced by the people. For example, all the Yom Tovim, Lemushal Pesach. What's the Trap Pesach? So Sfudim say, every time it comes Pesach, it's not just remembering what happened once upon a time. The Pesach has in it the Koyach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Since once upon a time there happened such a nest on this day, every year this day has in it the Koyach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. On a larger scale, we know every place has its mentality. We know every place, the people are different. We know you have America, you have Europe, and the ground is obviously quite pushed. Every place, and it's not just a pshat, because the economical things are different, and society is different, the weather is different. It's a koyach in the bria which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Each place has a special midah. We see the Torah says, Elvas Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is called the worst place in the Indian of ever. Why is that? Because there is the Tim of Mitzrayim. So the Sfudim say, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kedusha on Yom Kippur, which is the holiest place? When we're talking about place, which is the holiest place on the world? Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is in Kailim. Eight Kedushas. There are 10 Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael. The highest Kedusha is the Kodesh Kedusha. So the highest level of Kedusha in place is Eretz Yisrael. From that Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, the whole world gets influenced. Unfortunately, after the Chob in Eretz Yisrael, so I don't know completely, but definitely in a large way the Kedusha went away from Eretz Yisrael, which is why Yidden have to be scattered around the world, because they have to bring the Kedusha to the whole world, since the Olam is not in the Ketikina, so the world can't get the Kedusha from the Beis HaMikdash. The holiest person in Klal Yisrael is the Kohen Gadol. So we have the Kohen Gadol on the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, going into the Kodesh Kedusha, which is the holiest place. So we have these three Kedushas together. And that is why that is the highest point of the year for Klal Yisrael is the avodah of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur. Why? Because everywhere is influenced by Kedusha. The world is influenced by Kedusha. So a person will not be distracted by the timber of the place, because the Kodesh Kedushim is being performed together, such an avodah, by the highest person in the universe, that the highest people are Klal Yisrael, and the highest person in Klal Yisrael is the Kohen Gadol, and therefore there's such a tremendous condition. And that only comes to the Torah, to the Koyach of the Torah. We even keep the Torah, they have the Koyach to Mekadesh this man, and obviously that's the Indian of Shabbosis, which is why I'm saying it now, because it's Erev Shabbos, and everyone's obviously when you start and prepare for Shabbos, Shabbos has a koyach of this man. Yidden are mekadosh this man, and if a person is mekadosh Shabbos properly, his whole week is different, since Shabbos is the kedusha of this man. So he says the Ravid, v'har Sinai ushan kiloi. The word ushan is divided into three letters, ayin, shi, and nin. It's divided into oilam. Ayin stands for oilam, which means place. Shi'in is for shunu, stands for year, time, and Nin stands for Nefesh, which means soul, which means people. And it says, through Har Sinai, through giving of the Torah, through that day, Usham, these three things got their Kedusha, and these three things is the Avodah of Klal Yisrael, to hence fall from Mountain Torah, to Mekadosh the place, to make Mutar Knesiyas, to Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, every person in his home brings the Kedusha on the world, to Mekadosh the time, and that is, as was soon explained, not only in Shabbos, but every day by itself is an aspect, is a certain koyach on its own, and has a special avodah in itself. So a person being kavayit in the Torah, he's Mekadosh his days, he's Mekadosh his time, and greater Shabbos, even greater Yom Kippur. And then his Nefesh himself, if he's misnayig with the Torah and the mitzvahs, he's Mekadosh himself, and then he has a shpua on the Nefesh Baisa in his house, on his children, and his doilis, and he has the Kedusha on all the Eden, as we know, all Klal Yisrael, all one big nation, each one Klal Yisrael, and Eid is there. So, Vahar Sinai Ushan Kiloi is the Shatayvis Oilam Shunen Nefesh. That's what the Ravid says. If the Ravid is addition, obviously, Mamashli Chakaydish, Shreinik Imaluchim. So, as a Sefer Oham Meyer, the Talmud of the Nezitcha Magid, he adds on a kavuna to what the Ravid says. We asked before, what's the Yala Shunai Ke'eshin Akivshon? He says like this. He says, where the Klal Yisrael, where does every Yid individually get his Koyach from? We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zeyda Avdo my Havari. Every Yid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is a Zeyda, is a Yotze Chalutza from Avdo Mavini I Havari, from Avdo Mavini, the beloved one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the one Avdo Mavini who loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Yid, as we learned last week in the service, Zeh Kai Livan Vayi, Le Kai Ubi Vade Memeni. So the Chazal say, Zeh Kai Livan Vayi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mine. I serve him as my own private, as my own hatsuga, as my own what I understand that I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not only that. So the kai ubi vadeh memeni yidishi ma'avaytai. Every Yid has in him the koiches of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Because if you want to have in him the koiches of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, it would be tremendously difficult, if not we could say impossible, for a Yid to go about in his avodas HaKadosh. Avraham Avinu was the first one who was made to nevish himself al aminas avodah. Avraham Avinu threw himself for Kibshon Uaish, and Avraham Avinu was the one who said, "I'm Michm to be makir myself as a Kohen." And I won't go into much more length, but actually the Bnei Yisrael, the same Machabe, the Deich Pekidecho says, Avraham Avinu was not only makir his Olam Hazeh, he was makir his Olam Abu. The reason for this being is because it's not so pushes. Avraham Avinu was allowed to be most nevish himself in the Kibshon Uaish, because the Ben Noach is not mitzvah of this. And the Ben Noach is mitzvah not to take his own life, as in Parshas Noach says, "Vachas dimchel hashem saichem." HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let the person commit suicide. And if a person is mitzvah on the Nikdash to himself when Yisrael to give up his life and not to deal with the Zura, he's allowed to. But if he hasn't got the mitzvah, which I've already wanted before that would be mitzvah, he hasn't got the mitzvah of the Nikdash to himself when Yisrael, he passes, has got the issa on letting himself be killed. But he says, "Avraham Avinu said, I don't." We have to understand this, but he said, "Avraham Avinu said, I'll be making for Olam Haba as well. In order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a minish mitnas in this world, I'll be meister nevish Olam Haba and Olam Haba." And the Derech B'Gedecho says that's why Avraham Avinu is nisoyin of kibush life is not written clearly in the Torah, since it's not a halacha. It could not be written clearly in the Torah, since it wasn't so mediyak api halacha. So where do we get our koyach of being meister nevish ourselves by Avodas Hashem? All from this act of Mitzvah Nefesh from Avraham Avinu. So he said, "Vayal Ashunai." How did the Klal Yisrael have the koyach to be reach out to this kedushas haTorah, to be able to be mekadosh Olam Shunai Nefesh, to be able to be mekadosh the time, the place, and the people, to reach this big kedusha? That's only from Ke'eshan Akibshan, from the kedusha of Avraham Avinu. Who he threw himself into the furnace, he was made to nevish himself in order to prove his point that there is a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, there is a Chiyuv to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in the world, in the time, and in the nevish of the person. So he says, "Vayal Ashunai, the Eishan, the Olam Shunai Nevish, the Kedisha, it went Ke'eshan HaKivshon, just like the Olam Shunai Nevish became Mekiddish, Bekivshon, by the Kivshon, the Wadish of Avraham Avinu, when he threw himself into the fire and he was meant to nevish himself, Al Kedishas Hashem, that was the same Kedisha, that was the same fire that was burning by the time of Kabbalah Satoida, and that's like end with a filler, it's all Taki Bizoicha, and Damis, I wanted to say that this is Taka with Makabish the day, start the day in the Torah way, and Makabish is man, start of the day in the Torah way that we know everything goes according to the beginning. If the beginning is in the Torah, then the whole man comes Makabish, and Makabish the whole area, which is Kedishas Hamukkah, and everyone gets together, and the Tzibbe Yidin, it's the Kedishas Hanefesh, which is Taka Mizoicha, to the Gilish Lamb, and Mahavi Yimani Yomani.